John, I want to talk to you about file size and file types and directories and naming conventions and these things. There's a lot in this in a way, yeah, because it also has impact, as you were inferring, on the URL itself, because the folder name will come back in here. Let's start at the level of management of files or folders and things like that too, because a lot of students out there don't really understand this, the importance of creating proper directories.
I think one of the first things is to try and clarify to yourself what a file actually is, and what a folder and a directory is. And I find that many people beginning web design, you know, can be even confused on that level, that they don't realize, you know, it's almost like it's just something they treat it like it's a name for something, when really you've got to look at the file as being a unique entity on the computer. The folder is the location where that file has been placed. When you're designing a website, building a website, it's usually a good idea to try and collect your files in sort of like categories within folders, so that you have a folder for your images, you have a folder for your JavaScript, you have a folder for your style sheets. File for your documents. So, you know, if you've got Word documents or things like that in there. Files for your MP3 files if you've got music in there. The advantage of doing this is it categorizes things a bit clearly. You know that when you're in a given folder, it only contains files of a given type. Particularly the files for your homepage, where, you know, you don't want to go into the folder and actually see that it's got, two HTML files, 5 JPEGs, 4 GIFs, 3 MP3s and so on. It actually gets quite confusing. By separating your file types into their own folders, it allows you to go and view that folder and know that the content of that is going to be one particular type of content, and not get confused and not go and edit index.gif thinking it's index.html. The other thing that page developers need to get their head around is what the different files actually are, and the use of the extensions, the 3 or 4 letters that you find after the dot in the file name. So as I indicated earlier, you can have index.html, you can have index.htm, you can have .asp, there's .gif, there's .css, there's .js. They all have specific meanings. And those meanings are used by the web server to identify the file type to the web browser when the file is uploaded to the web from the internet. So if you've got a web page and you've called it .fish instead of .html, the web server is not going to know that that is a HTML page. When it is uploaded to your web browser, it can't tell it what sort of file it is, and it doesn't know how to interpret it. Likewise, you've got to, with your images, you have to make sure they've got the right extensions, that your GIF files have .gif, your JPEGs have .jpeg. If you're using PNG, which is a more recent image format, it is .png. I had a recent situation where designer actually saved .png files with the .jpg extension. So they were PNG files that were saved as a JPEG instead, and it worked on several web browsers and it didn't work on another one. In fact, it worked on Safari and it worked on Firefox, but it wouldn't work on IE. Didn't pick it up until it was actually on another computer.
So it was just named wrongly. It wasn't converted into this other type of file.
That's right.
It was simply named.
It was simply misnamed.
Right, okay.
And, you know, it's a little mistake you could make when you're saving something. The problem is when you make a mistake like this is you can actually waste hours trying to find the fault. Likewise, when you start using folders, is to get used to the way that the web browsers track the folders to know how to find an image. That if you're creating a HTML page and your images are in the image folder, then you've got to make sure that you do indicate within your code that the browser goes to the image folder to get the image. You know, don't just say that the image is dog.gif. It's actually more got to be say something like, you know, /images/dog.gif. Otherwise, again, you get the broken image in the browser, and you're then running around spending hours trying to fix a fault that was just caused by the fact that you were sloppy in your naming.